This is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations. This week, we're bringing you back, way back, in the time machine, to the original Imaginary Station. From Studio B and Gary Bourgeois and Friends, let's tune the high frequency dial to Radio Morania.
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. This is Radio Morania's second English transmission to North America. We are transmitting on the following frequencies. In the 93-meter band at 17... band on 72... And in the 72-meter band... 61... Now we begin our broadcasting day from Radio Morania. It's time once again for Moranian Hit Parade. A look at some recent Moranian hit recordings from Radio Morania. This is your host, Irving P. Schwarznagel speaking. Today on Radio Morania's Hit Parade, we're going to listen to some recent releases on the Moranian record label. Here first is a brand new group here in Morania, a group that has been performing fantastic music here in Morania for the people, and now their record is going to be heard around the world. The name of the group is Pink Spinach, and here's their big hit, I Fell in Love with a Green Turtle Fly. By Pink Spinach here on Radio Morania. Thank you so very much for listening to the Moranian Hit Parade. We'll be back again next week with more music from Morania, the professional music capital of the world. Stay tuned next for more programming from RMA. Is Radio Morania. response to many listener requests for programs of more contemporary nature, Radio Morania is today presenting music from the United States of America. That's somewhere distant from our native land of Morania, but nonetheless, they do put out some good music every now and then. And so we present Music of America on Radio Morania. Here is today's musical selection. This is Radio Morania, the voice of the Free Moranian Empire, RME, Radio Morania External Service.
I just got word from the weatherman. And everything's gonna be fine. He says it's true, the sky will be blue, and today the sun will shine.
And now from the Moranian Weather Bureau in Morania, capital of the Free Republic of Morania, it's time to take a look at the latest weather. And now we take you to the Weather Bureau.
This is Carl Worthing Ford at the Moranian Weather Bureau here in Morania. Today's weather calls for continued fair and warmer with the possibility of frequent and vehement tornadoes. Hurricane velocity winds. The present temperature in the capital city is 75 degrees, 22 below in the suburbs. Continued fair and warmer tomorrow. That's a look at Morania's weather.
Here, there, and everywhere, the sounds of Radio Morania. RME, Radio Morania External Service. Keep listening for the finest in good listening. Radio Morania. Bringing to the people of the world the voice of the free and independent country of Morania. Free of any type of capitalism, communism, or anyism. The people live for themselves perfectly free here in Morania. For more details on how you may join our culture, keep listening. Radio Morania, RME, the external service. Today's broadcast is being beamed to North America, South America, West America, East America, and the planet Mars. This is Radio Morania.
This is your friendly station, the friendliest automobile
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. More music on Radio Morania.
The joy of the season. The rain is high in the tower.
Thank you. This is the golden sound of Radio Morania. Keep listening to your shortwave station.
For gold, I'm listening.
On the 6,000 Trail, a program dedicated to the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. This year, for the first time in Morania's history, a predicted 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. For details, we switch you to the spaghetti capital of Morania, Spaghetti City.
Well, greetings, everybody around the world. This is Spaghetti City, capital of Morania, where the spaghetti harvest is now in full progress. This year, here in Morania, we are expecting a 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest. Now, here in the studio with me, by the way, this is Pierre Rodriguez. With me here in the studio is Kettle Ferguson, one of the spaghetti field workers here, who has been harvesting spaghetti. And we're going to talk with him about the spaghetti harvest this year here in Morania. Good afternoon, Kettle.
Good afternoon, Pierre. It's nice to be here out of the spaghetti field for just a little while to talk to you and all of the listeners to Radio Morania.
Yes, Kettle has been working very hard and diligently in the spaghetti fields this year, harvesting our number one crop. Tell me, Kettle, how many tons of spaghetti did Radio Morania's people see brought in last year from the harvest?
Well, last year there was no harvest. Last year there was no spaghetti harvest because the spaghetti seeds did not come in from Italy, so we could not plant the spaghetti seeds, and then we could not grow the spaghettis.
I see. Is this why this year everybody is going so gung-ho over spaghetti seeds?
Yes, that's right. The spaghetti seeds finally did come this year. And here in Morania, of course, as you know, in Spaghetti City, spaghetti is our most important product. And here in Spaghetti City is where we are growing all the spaghetti. Well, of course, if you grow it, you just can't leave it sit there. So everybody has been gathered together here. In fact, we even have spaghetti workers in the Spaghetti Ramos Brigade. We got together the Spaghetti Ramos Brigade of many dedicated spaghetti harvesters from all over the world. Even from Cuba, they have come to help harvest our spaghetti so that we can have the 6,000-ton spaghetti harvest this year here in Morania.
We'll be talking more about spaghetti and our spaghetti harvest of this year. First, though, before we have some more talk about spaghetti, here's some music for you. Some music for you here on Radio Morania. You're listening to Radio Morania. This is Pierre Rodriguez in Spaghetti City, and we're talking about the spaghetti harvest here with Kettle Ferguson, who is one of the spaghetti field workers. Well, Kettle, as our listeners probably know, they can get their spaghetti pin, which is made from a real Moranian spaghetti, and it spells out Radio Morania. For our friends who would like to get their spaghetti pin, send your reception reports to Radio Morania. Kettle, what about the Moranian spaghetti?
Well, it's the purest, whitest spaghetti of all. Moranian spaghetti is the most delicious. This is why we take very much care in growing Moranian spaghetti to keep up this good name. Meridian spaghetti fields are found here mostly in the southern part of the country, here in Spaghetti City and the suburbs of Spaghetti City. In fact, here in Spaghetti City, people even who live in the urban areas where there are no fields grow spaghettis right in their own homes. You can grow it. Spaghetti seeds are take well to grow in flower pots and other things. In fact, you can plant them in your backyard.
Can people in other countries grow spaghetti too?
No, it isn't quite that easy. You see, you need the climate here in Morania. As you know, the sun shines 26 hours a day here, and this is what you need to grow good spaghetti. This is why Morania has become the world's most expert exporter of spaghetti.
Well, thank you very much, Kettle Ferguson. We've been speaking with Kettle Ferguson and talking about the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest here in Morania. We hope that you'll tune in again to On the 6,000 Trail again tomorrow.
This has been the 6,000 Trail, a program dedicated to the 6,000-pound spaghetti harvest here in Morania. Send your comments and criticisms to Radio Morania, RME, Radio Morania's external service.
Any time is the proper time when you're listening to the Golden Sound.
This is the Golden Sound of Radio Morania. This is Morania calling. 012 hours, Moranian time. These additional frequencies are now available. 6.02973, 92.919, and 73.32. In 15 minutes' time, we'll be closing our transmissions on the 37-meter band. This is Radio Morania, RME, the voice of the free Moranian Empire. Stay tuned next for Moranian Mailbag. Good afternoon, good evening, or good night, everyone. Welcome once again to Moranian Mailbag. This is Earl Hunter speaking, and we're going to read some letters from you, our listeners. We're going to find out who you are, where you live, and what you like to eat. We hope that you'll write us. Our address is Moranian Mailbag in care of... Today we have letters from the United States, from Canada, Australia, and Africa on Moranian Mailbag from Radio Morania. And a pleasant good day. Our first letter comes from Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, from Mr. C.M. Stanberry II. And C.M. writes... I had the pleasure of hearing your program on 39.257, Saturday, August 32nd, and your signals were very clear. Your program was most enjoyable, especially the part about the ice cube factory. It is nice to know, Mr. Stanberry writes, that when I buy ice cubes from the machine on the corner, I am helping your country. Your people seem very happy and free. I wish it was like that up here. Well, thank you very much, CM. He also sends us a very complete reception report containing all the necessary details, and C.M. Stanberry II will receive our QSL card by return mail. If you would like to receive a QSL card from Radio Morania, simply send your reception report with the time in GMT minus 53 seconds. And because that's our standard time here in Morania, 53 seconds behind GMT, so be sure and put that in local Moranian time. And also the frequency in cycles or hertz. And you must be within 3 or 4 cycles, of course, in order to receive our QSL card. Also send along a few details of the program, such as 15 or 20 minutes written out word for word, so we can be sure that you attune to our station. And also send us a detailed drawing of your DX shack, the information about your receiver, including a schematic diagram, so we can be sure that your receiver meets our standards, the length of your antenna in inches or centimeters, preferably, and address this all to Radio Morania, RME, and... Let's look at some more letters and cards here on Radio Morania. This one comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's from Sonia Herringford, who writes in part, I enjoy your music very much. The music is about the best part on your broadcast, as it is the latest and current up-to-date pop sound. Too many shortwave stations these days are playing music that us kids don't like. It's nice to know that you and Morania do believe in good music for us kids. We hope that when us kids take over, you will move your radio station into the United States. Well, thank you very much, Sonia. Let us know when you take over. Sonia did not tell us what she likes to eat, however, so she is not going to receive her QSL card, and her reception report does not count. Be sure to include what you like to eat with your reception report, such as the things you eat while you're listening. And, of course, if you like to eat Moranian spaghetti the best, you will get your QSL card by airmail. We'll be back with more cards and letters. First, though, here's some music. Music on Radio Morania, provided by the Rotary Connection. This is Radio Morania's Moranian Mailbag program. This is Earl Hunter with you here in Morania, reading letters from you, our listeners. And let's open up our Moranian Mailbag. We have a letter from Australia. This letter comes from Worthingham Farnlinger, who writes in part, I listened to your broadcast last week and really enjoyed it. I decided I would write to you tonight because I noticed your frequency had changed. This normally, I suppose, is expected. However, it changed in the middle of the program by about 50 or 60 KC. Why is this? Well, it's very simple, Mr. Farnlinger. You see, here in Morania, this is a free country, and people here, of course, are very free. Now, before we tell you why we change frequency like that, let me first explain our concept of freedom. Most other countries that call themselves free are, in reality, nothing more than totalitarian states. Witness, for example, the United States. They call themselves free, but they pay taxes and other things like that. Well, of course, there are no taxes here in Morania. The people live perfectly free. We should point out that no profession is allowed. This is why there is no professional broadcasting. Radio Morania is classified as an amateur station here, as no professions are allowed. That is to say, there are no doctors or lawyers. Anyone can be a doctor, anyone can be a lawyer, but of course, he is not allowed to claim himself to be a professional doctor or a professional lawyer, as no one in Morania may attain a status greater than anyone else. This is part of the Moranian free concept. Now then, here in Morania, we have no respect for such people, such as the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, Oh, these people set aside certain frequencies. They say these frequencies are for this, these frequencies are for that. Well, of course, here in Morania, we don't pay any attention to such folderol and balderdash, as we believe all frequencies are free for whatever the people want to use them for. And we at Morania, therefore, you may find our broadcasts in various places on the radio dial that normally you would not find a shortwave broadcasting. As a matter of fact, currently Radio Morania is also broadcasting on laser beams. So if you see a red dot in the sky, focus it with a lens onto a photocell, plug it into an amplifier, and you will hear our programs on the Radio Morania laser beam transmission. This broadcast is beamed to Africa. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Fondlinger. Your reception report is very complete. You'll receive our QSL card by return mail. And thank you very much, Mr. Fondlinger. This is Radio Morania's Moranian Mailbag program, and we don't have too much time left. We'd like to thank the many people who wrote commenting on our music. It is most encouraging to know that people like the music we play here on Morania. As you know, most shortwave stations are playing classical or other types of music. Very few play popular music, and so we thought we would here at Morania. However, we play what is called unheard of popular music. That is to say, music that would be popular, and as soon as it does get popular, we don't play it anymore, because we believe in freedom, as you know. This is a very interesting letter, which comes to us from New England, in America, from Boston. It's from Mr. Jerry Williams, who says, When can I get a job at your radio station? Well, Mr. Williams, the answer to that question is, no one works here. The announcers at Radio Morania do not get paid, as we believe in freedom. We believe in freedom of the radio station not to pay them. We work here because we don't have anything else to do. However, should you like to come to Radio Morania's audition studio, simply jump on the next Morinian boat which is leaving. You do not need a passport, of course, to enter Morania. As we do believe in freedom, anyone can come here if you want. If anyone listening would like to join the Morinian Free Community, for further information, you may write to us in... The time we've got on Radio Morania for today. Thank you so very much for listening to Moranian Mailbag. This is Radio Morania, RME, the Free Moranian Empire. At this time, our broadcast is now closing. Join us again tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, whichever time we feel like broadcasting at the same time. Radio Morania is operated by the Moranian Free Empire Radio, a non-professional organization. This broadcast has been coming your way on a variety of frequencies throughout the shortwave, broadcast, and laser beam bands. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Free Republic of Morania.
Hello?
Hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Radio Morania, the original imaginary station. If you'd like to correspond with us, you can email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. And now...
This is Morania calling. This is Morania calling. The voice of free people throughout the universe. Radio Morania, broadcasting on a variety of frequencies throughout the shortwave bands. Radio Morania is a free station, unhampered and uncontrolled. Radio Morania, the voice of the free Moranian Empire. For further information, reception reports, or correspondence, address your letters to Post Office Box. Radio Morania, free radio for the entire world. Morania calling. And now we begin our broadcasting day. We hope you'll stay listening. And now it's time for Moranian Ham Shack.
Get out that old logbook, that old CX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago. The PY sound, fuzzy, the DLs always were fuzzy, and all that QRM from W6 land. You used to CQ over and over, just to listen to your mug click. Get it workable, get it jerkable, just like you jerk some other rig. That old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, everyone. This is Earl Hunter, and it's time once again for Moranian Ham Shack, a program about ham radio, around the world, the DX look, and hamming in Morania. A pleasant good afternoon, and hello everyone out there in DX land. Well, today's topic for discussion is 9N1RA. Yes, that beautiful bohemian beauty 9N1RA. I'm sure you saw her picture in one of the recent amateur radio magazines. She certainly is a beauty. Next month, by the way, QST is going to have a center foldout on 9N1RA. We hope that you'll all be looking for it. As you know, she had two pages devoted to her in the last issue. We hope that you'll be looking for that magazine when it hits the stands. I'm sure it will be all sold out. Let's turn to the domestic scene in hamming here in Morania. The new Moranian prefix has just been issued, and everyone working this prefix will qualify for the Moranian Prefix Working Award. As you know, Morania prefixes change from time to time. This year's prefix is 23SIRQ1. 23SIRQ1. And anyone who works any 23SIRQ1s will receive the Moranian Award. Stations to look for are 23SIRQ1ABX and 23SI1QRBQY. These two stations are found frequently operating on the edge of the 20-meter CW band at about 13.95. They will, however, listen for your calls at 13.96. Well, let's see. We have some other ham radio news here at Radio Morania. We have a few correspondents from amateur listeners around the world. And let's see, we're going to, in just a moment, take a look at some of the letters from the hams out there. First, though, here's a bit of ham radio music for you.
Be happy.
That was VIP, playing for us musically by the Rotary Connection. You're listening to Morania's program of Ham Radio, Moranian Ham Shack. And this is Earl Hunter speaking with you here in Morania. We'd like to thank all the hams who sent QSL cards and those of you who have worked the Moranian stations here, especially 23S3XYRQ3957R. Those of you who listen for this CW station. And now it's time for CW by Radio, a special program to teach novices how to send better. Now with CW by Radio, here is John P. Dingle.
This is John P. Dingle here at the Radio Morania studio, and we're teaching today CW by Radio. Other stations are teaching French and Spanish, even Dutch. Some stations teach Russian, but nobody's teaching CW by Radio. That is to say, a very detailed. Now, there are some stations which have code practice, but nobody really teaches CW the way we believe it should be sent. Now, for those of you who would like to develop a real good quality Lake Erie swing, don't use such inferior things such as keyers. Keyers spoil your fist because they leave no individuality to your fist sending. The keyer takes and wrecks everything, takes all the personality right out of your sending. The trick to good CW is to make the other guy on the other end listen really close to your sending. This is best accomplished by sending CW in a way that is to your liking. Make sure that your dots and dashes are of different lengths every time. Now, here is today's CW exercise. Ben's best bent wire. That's B-E-N-S space, B-E-N-T space, B-E-S-T space, W-I-R-E. Ben's best bent wire. Now, everybody get to your key. Put your transmitter on spot, or if you don't have a spot, just key it right over the air. Put it on top of some QSO, and send our lesson, Ben's Best Bent Wire, all together. And that's our CW by Radio lesson for today. On tomorrow's CW by Radio, we're going to tell you how to run all your letters together for more fun.
CW by Radio, a feature of Radio Morania. This is Radio Morania External Service.
The sun started to cry. The shadows of the beach faded. The sun is a magic color. The shadows of the beach faded. The shadows of the beach faded. The moon is a typical lady. I watch her wax and wane. The moon is a typical lady. I watch her wax and wane. Watch her wax and wane. The star is so very far away, love. A girl is a bird upon the ceiling. She sings all my cares away. A girl is a bird upon the ceiling. She sings all my cares away. A sings all my cares away.
That's music by Donovan. The sun is a very magic fellow there. Done for us by Donovan. This is the Moranian Ham Shack program from Radio Morania.
For every day, a range of news at its best. For music that sends you and fills you with zest. Stay tuned to the station, you'll be in the know with the best of good listening on your radio.
Radio Morania's Ham Shack program comes your way each and every second Saturday of the third Tuesday of the second month after the third month before Gemini. And we'll see you again, I'm sure. We have a little bit of time left here, so let's take a look at some correspondence from amateurs around the country. The address, in case you'd like to write us, is Moranian Ham Shack, Post Office, Box 333. Because, as you know, we don't have here in Morania. Well, let's see. We have some letters, so let's read them right now. Here's one. From a ham who lives in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His call is W1RXQ. And he writes in his letter, Dear Moranian friends, I am a DXer. I especially enjoy working 20-meter SSB. However, I find it very difficult to do this with my DX60. Do you have any suggestions? Well, we suggest you take up stamp collecting. Let's see what other letters we have coming in here. This one comes from Texas.
Get it out of the envelope. I wish you folks would learn to use different types of envelopes. Those ones that cost 11 cents at the post office are most nice. Well, let's see. This one comes from Texas, from W5QRM, and he writes, I was listening the other day to 40 meter AM, and I heard your station. I don't like all of this shortwave foreign broadcasting on 40 meters. I like to talk. I like to send CW. I don't like to hear music. Well, all we can say to that is thank you for writing W5QRM. That's about all the time we've got. On Moranian Ham Shack for today, this is Earl Hunter. Thank you very much for writing. Thank you very much for sending your CW and AM and SSB to us also. And don't forget to look for us on 40, 75, and 20. Until then, best of DX.
Get out that old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago. The PY sound fuzzy, the DLs always were fuzzy, and all that QRM from W6land. You used to see Q over and over, just to listen to your mug click. To get it workable, to get it jerkable, just like you jerk some other rig. That old logbook, that old DX logbook, the ones you used to work so long ago.
Sixes, oh the sixes, they come from California, and they've all got kilowatts, and they've all got beams, and you hear them, and you hear them, and you hear them, and you hear them, on 10, 20, 15, and 75, so it seems. Oh, let's all get atom bombs and blow them into the sea, and let's get those sixes off all of our bands, and we'll work all the DX, and we'll have all the rag juice, and there will be no sixes, they'll be off of our hands.
The preceding was a public service announcement of Radio Morinia.
Relax a while.
Enjoy yourself.
This is the station with the golden sun.
Radio Morania's external surface.
The golden sun.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time now for a special program from Radio Morania. It's time for a look at Moranian industry on parade. Yes, today we're going to look at industry in Morania, the chocolate mine in Chocolate City.
Today we're looking at the chocolate mine in Chocolate City. Chocolate mining is one of the great Moranian industries, and chocolate mining is what keeps our chocolate factories going 25 hours a day. Here in the chocolate mine, many things are taking place, of course, at all times, and you never know what's going to be happening next. We're speaking here with one of the workers here in the chocolate factory, and we're going to talk with him. His name is Hershey P. Candy Bar. Good afternoon, Mr. Candy Bar.
Good afternoon, Mr. Radio Guy.
Yes, we'd like to talk to you about the chocolate factory, which of course is dependent on the chocolate mine. The chocolate is mined here, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, how much chocolate do you get out of the ground?
All of it.
Oh, I see. Well, what happens when the chocolate mine goes dry?
Well, and we mine vanilla or something. Well, you ask a lot of dumb questions.
Well, we're just trying to find out for our listeners around the world all about, chocolate mining and what makes chocolate good.
Oh, it's good to eat and that.
Oh, yes, I know. I see that you have it all automatic here. It's all automatic.
Yep.
You don't have to do nothing except push them buttons and all the chocolate comes out of the ground.
Oh.
Well, how do you think the chocolate got into the ground in the first place?
Well, we figured that 15 or 20 million years ago, back in prehistoric dinosaur days, there were chocolate dinosaurs that died.
Oh, I see. Well, that's pretty interesting. What do you make out of the chocolate?
Well, we make lamps and chairs and other things out of the chocolate. We send it to the United States, and they melt them down and make candy bars.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us about chocolate here at the Chocolate Mine. We now switch you back to the Radio Morania Studios in Morania.
The final gratis on the fallen star will stand on the left, and the Stranix gang found it by Alphonse de Kingsmore.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
The golden sound.
Rich and dynamic. The sounds of Radio Morania.
Morenian Sports Box. A look at the sports. Here are the latest scores in Morenian handball. It was Morenia upstairs 5, Morenian downstairs 6. Here are some other scores just in. 5-7, 3-2, 8-6. Here's a halftime score, 4. That's a look at the sports from Radio Morenia. Keep listening for more sports coverage from Radio Morenia. Here, there, and everywhere. Radio Morenia. RME, the Radio Morenia's external service. Bringing you the latest news, weather, and sports. Keeping you up to date with time and temperature. Radio Morenia with Morenian Mailbag, the DX Ham Shack, and of course the best in music. Keep listening to Radio Morenia. Address all correspondence to Post Office Box 333.
Really need goodbye.
And so at this time, Radio Morenia concludes broadcasting. Radio Morenia is owned and operated by Morenian Free Radio, a non-public service community radio service. Radio Morenia is a non-professional broadcast station originating from the free and liberated country of Morenia. For more details about our country, or for reception reports, or for general correspondence, please address your cards or letters to and now on behalf of the entire staff and management and all of the people of the free and independent country of Morenia, we wish you all a very pleasant good day, good night, and good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem of the Free Republic of Morenia.
You've been listening to the original imaginary station, Gary Bourgeois and Friends with Radio Morenia, here on Imaginary Stations. I'm DJ Frederick, on behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.